to come up here and speak in front of all of you. And I'd like to thank everybody here. I just want to say I've had continuous support and love for my whole life, really, that I've been here, and just want to say thank you. Alright, so the focus of my lesson is going to be taking action and being proactive in your journey to heaven by being a doer of the word and setting goals and not just being a hearer of the word. So first off, I just want to compare my life of karate and the fundamentals of it to the fundamentals of leading a Christian life. Yeah, so I know all of you know that I've been doing karate since I was about 5, and I've practiced it, and I know a lot about it, and I will be using it as an analogy. Sometimes when you start something, the long-term goal seems difficult and sometimes impossible, so taking steps to make sure that you are always moving forward and growing is important. In karate, training your body and mind is essential, just like constant praying and studying is essential to get to heaven. We need to be doers of the word and not just hearers. So if you will open up to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22, it reads, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves." In order to achieve the ultimate goal of heaven, we need to be mindful of the daily steps to get there. I know many people in karate that they quit and they take some time off and they say that they're going to come back, and I know they're not going to come back, and they never do. So we need to be true to our word. So if you'll open up to the book of Matthew now, chapter 7 and verse 21, it says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Yeah, so we need to have the motivation to come and practice the word. And it needs to be important enough to us to do that. Well, how do we achieve these goals? And how do we get to heaven? Well, if you'll open up to me, with me to the book of Proverbs. Let's see here. Book of Proverbs, chapter 2, and the first 5 verses. They read, "My son, if you will receive my sayings and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God." Okay, that was kind of a broad look over everything. So let's take a little more of a specific look at the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 37 through 39. That is a very common one. And it reads, "Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of his apostles, 'Brethren, what shall we do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent and let each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself.'" Okay, well, so that was more of a specific way to achieve those goals and to get to heaven. So now how do we continue that process of trying to get to heaven? Well, Philippians 4 and verse 6 reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." So, pray. If we pray attentively and never cease to pray, we will reach the kingdom of heaven. So, now let's turn over to Romans chapter 10. And let's read verse 17. Romans 10 and verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So if we read the scriptures and further our knowledge in the word, we'll be saved for the kingdom of heaven. Now if you will turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10 in verses 23 through 25, we will see that it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as it is the habit of some, but encourage one another all and all the more as you see the day drawing near." So attending church and attending all these congregational meetings will help us get to heaven. And I think that also ties in with reading and praying, because we read and pray here, and it will further our knowledge in the scriptures. Now if you'll turn to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, it reads, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." So meditate on the word and read the word. I know when I was studying and preparing for this sermon, I read more in my Bible than I had in a long time, and it was really edifying. Now to conclude this sermon, just to summarize them, I want to go back to James chapter 1 and verse 22. And I'm going to read two verses further this time. So it reads, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does." So what I'm going to leave you guys with tonight is one question. Is that, are you guys doing what you need to be doing to get to heaven? Amen. All right, thank you. Now, if there's anybody in the audience that would like to be baptized or would like to, how am I going to word this? That would like to go through classes with any of the elders or the deacons or Larry, you know, anyone who needs that, come and talk to us after this evening's service as we stand and sing.